Welcome to the Goalie Mindset Podcast. My name is Pete Fry, the Goalie Mindset Guy, and my purpose is to help goalies have a dominating goalie career. Pete Fry, the Goalie Mindset Guy, welcome to the Goalie Mindset Podcast. Today I have on here client and guest Carter Bickle. Carter just had two first stars in the QMJHL, the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, which won the Memorial Cup last year with, I think Patrick Roy was the coach of the Memorial Cup winning team last year. And Carter just had two first stars in that league. Last year, he played in the Ontario Hockey League, so he's transitioned over to the Q. And we're going to hear about that. We're going to hear about Carter's goalie career and some adversities he may have faced in minor hockey, some adversities he may have faced in Major Junior, and how you can learn from him and how you can apply them. Carter, great to have you on, my friend.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Yes, let's jump into it right away. When did you decide you wanted to be a goalie? How old were you?
So I think it was around 7 or 8. I remember I was playing Silverstick and we would have the kid be a goalie, but whenever he was sick or he wouldn't come, couldn't come to the games, I would always want to be the kid to go in net. And that's kind of where it kind of stuck with me since. So I feel like once I was playing, I felt like that's the position I want to be. And then, yeah, I've just been kind of riding it out since then.
Okay. So about 7 or 8 years old. And did you have a favorite goalie back then you would watch on TV?
I remember my favorite goalie. He was Quick. He still is my favorite goalie now. And I think I just
mean Jonathan Quick, not your goalie wasn't
Jonathan
was,
Quick. Yeah.
Who is Quick anyways, but Jonathan Quick was your favorite. Yeah. How come you really like Jonathan Quick?
I think it was just like how explosive he is and how kind of flexible and how he was able to make such kind of tough saves, I guess you could say. I think it was just for me watching him, I felt like I could kind of compare myself in some ways to him and the way he plays and the moves. So, I've just been kind of looking up to him ever since I was around 8 or 9.
Outstanding. So at what age did you first start playing a higher level of hockey, like a rep or travel type hockey?
I think it was around, I was around 10 years old. When I was in 8 or 9, I was playing double A. So it wasn't the top tier, but then I made triple A when I was around 10. And then that's when I kind of took it seriously and just kind of ran with it then from then.
Did you try out for triple A when you were 8 and 9?
Yeah. Tried out for triple A when I was 8 and 9 and got cut those 2 years. And then I finally made it my third year of playing reps. So
how did you deal with getting cut when you were 8 or 9? Did it matter? Did it bother you or not?
I was a young age. So I feel like I didn't really matter much to me. And then I think it was also because I was almost just playing goalies like just for fun. I wasn't taking it like I want to fully pursue it as a passion and whatnot. So I feel like once I made triple A when I was around 10, I was like, hey, we can do something here and kind of run with it. And so that's when I started to really take it seriously and kind of focus on that.
Outstanding. And then what age did you decide that, hey, I want to go and play in the OHL. I want to play Major Junior. Or what age did you start thinking of that? Or what age did you start thinking of that or college or playing pro? How old were you when you started thinking, hey, you know, I may want to take this career to a higher level than minor hockey?
Yeah, I think I was around maybe 11 or 12. I had like the Oshawa Generals. They were the local OHL team for where I live. So I remember when I was younger, I was going to watch a bunch of games of those and I wanted to be that goalie out there when I was older and play in that rink and under the spotlight. So I think it was around 11 or 12 when I was playing triple A. I was like, this is a goal of mine is to achieve and to get there and play there one day. And so I think that's when I kind of knew when I was playing triple A that I can make it happen and just kind of work for it. So.
And did you have any goalies in that played for Oshawa that you looked up to at the time that you can remember?
Yeah. I think it was 2015 when they won the Memorial Cup. I think it was Ken Appleby. I remember I went to watch a bunch of games there when I was younger and just seeing kind of the atmosphere and just how he played and how good of a goalie he was. I think that kind of made me want to strive and be that goalie someday and be in his position. So, yeah.
Tell me about the OHL draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it was right when COVID happened and I had a really good minor midget year. I ended up playing like, I think it was like 20 straight games because my goalie partner, he got injured and I did really well. I got our team all the way to the finals at the OMHA championships and didn't end up getting drafted that first year. It was pretty tough. I remember like exactly like how picture clear it was, how it was that day when I didn't see my name get called. And I won't lie, I was pretty upset, but I felt like that was the best thing to happen for me, was because then that kind of made me want to work that much harder.
You turned it into a motivator, almost like going back to the whole Michael Jordan not making his high school basketball team, using that to motivate you. Awesome. Tell us what you did. Tell us how you use that to motivate you.
I think it was just like, because when I was seeing like my teammates and friends get drafted and me not get picked, I was kind of like wanting to prove everyone wrong. And so I kind of took that motivation as kind of having like that little anger and fire in my belly and just worked that much harder than everyone else in the off season. So.
Outstanding. Okay. And so what happened after that? What happened from there? What was the path from there to when you first had interest from the Oshawa Generals?
Yeah. So I remember the draft when I didn't get picked was in April 2020. And since that day when I didn't get picked, I was skating, training, doing everything I possibly can to try and get better and try and get notice from teams to try and get drafted in the next following year in the U18 draft. So I basically was just doing everything I possibly can in my ability to improve myself on and off the ice and just gain strength. And just like I said earlier, just using that anger to try and prove everyone wrong and get picked early in the next draft. So,
and what happened in the U18 draft?
I got picked up by Oshawa, my hometown team, in the first round. So
how did it feel to be drafted by Oshawa?
Felt really good, because that was probably the hardest summer, and it was pretty tough for me and my family for not getting picked, because I thought I was going to get drafted that year. So I feel like me not really, because some people would give up after not getting drafted their first year, and I kind of ran with it and was like, I still got so much time under my belt, and I just kind of ran with it. And then when I got picked by Oshawa, I remember exactly how I felt, and it was a great feeling. But at the same time, when I got picked, it wasn't really like that's the end. Like, you still got to work for it and make the team that year. So yeah.
Great. I think the message for the listeners is that no matter what happens, things can change a lot in the next year, the next 2 years. There's been lots of guys like Carson Bjarnason. He did not get drafted in the Western Hockey League draft, and he was one of the top drafts in the NHL draft. Like, things can change quickly if you apply yourself just like you did there. So that was powerful stuff. Biggest advice for people transitioning to the OHL. Tell us about your transition to playing your first game in the OHL.
Yeah. I think it was like just how quick the play is and everything. But also, I feel like you just have to believe in yourself and just have confidence in yourself. I feel like that's the main thing, because you obviously, like, transitioning into OHL, obviously you're playing against older players, you're playing against guys that are signed or drafted to the NHL. So you're playing with the best of the best. And I think it's just, you have to mainly just trust yourself and your ability and just kind of believe in yourself. You don't want to go into, let's say, a new league doubting yourself, like you're not good enough. Cause if you're making the league transitioning, you're obviously doing something right. So I feel like the main thing for me, like when I first went in, I had not a tiny bit of doubt and of myself. And obviously that kind of affected my play, but I feel like the more you believe in yourself and just have confidence, that would be a huge plus for any goalie transitioning into the league.
Did you ever consider going college instead of playing in the Ontario Hockey League?
Honestly, not really. I think just because I went and watched so many OHL games when I was younger, and just seeing the amount of players I've seen going from that OHL to pro or wherever that may be. I think it was just, I don't know, everyone's different, but I feel like for me, I just saw the OHL as a better opportunity for me. But that doesn't mean college isn't a good spot, because college, there's a lot of great schools and great players that have come out of college. So I feel like everyone's different, obviously, in some ways. But for me, I kind of wanted to pursue OHL, and just, I thought that was a kind of a better opportunity for me.
What's the biggest advice you would give to a goaltender that's, say, anywhere from 12 to 16 or 17, and they want to move up to, whether it's the OHL, the Q, the Western Hockey League, or even they want to move up to Junior A because they want to go play college? What would be the biggest advice that you would give them?
I'd say, just like I said earlier, just believe in yourself, but also don't quit on if something happens. Like, if there's adversity,
keep going. Keep going. You mean?
Yeah. Just you keep going. Just don't, if something adversity happens, don't let that affect who you are and how you play. Cause I feel like that's the best thing. If like you go through adversity, I honestly feel like, yeah, it sucks in the moment, but it's almost like the best thing to happen to you. Cause like this year I was in the OHL and then I got waived from the team and then I got sent down. I got traded over to Charlottetown. And in the moment when I got waived, I thought that was the end of it, but I feel like it's obviously was for the better and I've been nothing but happier where I am now. So I feel like everything
changed quickly.
Yeah. Everything happens for a reason. So I feel like that's a really good way to look at some things for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want more shutouts? There's nothing more powerful than my private Zoom coaching to help you perform better to get more shutouts. Check it out at PeteFry.net.
And you and I, we've been working together for about how long now?
I think just over a year now.
What's the biggest difference in your approach to a game now compared to before we started working together?
I think like before we started working together, I didn't know how important it was mentally to be prepared for a game. I didn't really know the mental like techniques that you can use to go into a game and make you that much more ready. So that was like before we started working. Then since me and you started working, I feel like all the things we've gone through, like the visualizations, the like pre-face-off routines, just kind of like using the 23% rule, like all that little things helps improve that much more in your game and just kind of keeps you dialed in and focused. So I feel like, because I've been using that a lot this year and I really kind of nailed it down and I feel like that's been helping me a lot. So I think just focusing and taking it seriously and just kind of like how you do the pre-face-off, like rest, relax, revitalize, just all the little things like the pre-face-offs routines like help that much more just like mentally and just like being prepared.
Outstanding. Okay. And make sure everyone, make sure to follow Carter Bickle. What's your Insta, Carter?
Just C Bickle 1.
Okay. Follow him on Insta and just follow his career. He's doing some great stuff. The last two games you played in the Q, you were first star of the game. Mm-hmm. What was the key to your great performance in those two games?
I think just I was going into the games just kind of knowing like I'm going to dominate and just kind of believing myself. I feel like that's the main thing. There's some games like I had, and I know I was going in, if it was against a really good team, I'd kind of have some sort of doubt, but both the teams I played were top five this year in the league so far. And I feel like that I was just kind of looking at it in a different approach. Like this is a chance for me to kind of shine and showcase myself. So I feel like me going into the game, feeling confident and kind of looking at it a different way than I usually did was like a huge kind of advantage for me. And I think just the main thing was just like, kind of, like I said earlier, just kind of believing in yourself. I feel like that's one of the main things of kind of having success is knowing like your ability and just trusting yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. Carter, fantastic to have you on, my friend. This is Pete Fry, the Goalie Mindset Guy. You've had Carter Bickle on the Goalie Mindset Podcast. Some great words of wisdom from Carter. Follow him as he continues to dominate this season. And yeah, look for Carter coming up in like the upcoming NHL draft and to play in the National Hockey League in the not so far future, in the near future. I want to finish off with one more thing, Carter. I know we always talk about saying things in the positive tense as opposed to negative tense. Explain to the listeners, I'm putting you on the spot here. This is good for you. Explain to the listeners how come that's so important, what difference that has done for you as far as how you feel mentally.
Yeah. I think just saying the positive things and being careful about how you say some sort of things, like we've talked about, like I let a goal in or something, like rephrasing that and saying didn't come up with a save, because it's kind of more of a positive thought in a way. You're not saying you let a goal in or kind of talking about yourself giving up something. I feel like just in general, looking at everything more in a positive way. Like if something negative happens, let's say you didn't make a save, just trying and finding a positive out of it. Just kind of reflipping how you usually think about it, and that really helps a lot. Just like for every aspect of just being a goalie, like let's say you don't make a proper save, just finding a positive out of it, or maybe visualizing you making that save. So then it's just kind of having positive stuff flow up throughout your mind. And I feel like that's obviously a main thing, is you don't want to be negative during a game, because then that can affect you later.
You want to be positive. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just always want to be positive no matter what.
Love it. Awesome. Thanks, Carter. I appreciate it. Outstanding.